Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
Hello, Kenya. My name is William. I'm on a recorded line with Capital One. I have a mutual card holder on the phone, Mr. Cox. His name is William as well. And he's calling because his brand new card received a charge. He said, you know, there was a survey of some kind that he was supposed to do to get, you know, a free item, and then his card was charged. So he's saying that he does not remember providing his card number. So we're just trying to figure out what this is for and if it was actually him or if it was someone else that this was targeted to. Okay. If it was someone else, obviously, we need to get him a new number. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And so could I have your zip code?
19114.
Thank you. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
Mailing address is 9334 Lansford, Lansford Street, Philadelphia, PA.
Thank you for that. And so I do see here that you were charged for the Bytub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy. Also cut out sugars and carb cravings, and it was for the chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner in a raffle.
Okay, that I never read anything about the meal. I did fill out a survey for a Dyson sweeper, but when I got down to something at the end, maybe it was the meal. The way I read it was all I had to do was pay $5 for for postage. I didn't even get into the mails. I immediately got out of it because it was a little disingenuous because it was a survey. I got lucky. I got my number picked. I should have known better. And it was about a Dyson, but I ended it. I didn't order any food or any meals.
Okay. Well, I completely understand.
Can you remove that for me, please, so I don't have to cancel my card?
Okay, well, I completely understand. So I did go ahead and get that canceled for you. Let me see.
So, ma'am, how did they get his card number? Did he enter it in? How was it?
Yes.
How was he? Okay.
Right.
So, sir, do you remember entering it in?
I did tell you, William. I initially didn't mention it, but then I did. When it came to just $5 for my mailing fee, COD, I entered the card in the beginning of the survey when it was after answering the questions for the Dyson, but before that ending stuff, I entered the card for the cost of the mailing, and then as I proceeded after I gave the card, there was stuff that came up, and honestly, I didn't even read it. I just got out of it because I realized this is not no survey, and I didn't win no Dyson sweeper.
Okay. And so I completely understand. And so basically in the terms and conditions, that is where it's stated about the $59.89 charge and that it would be for that Bytub app. And you would be entered in a raffle for a chance to win that Dyson vacuum cleaner. So what I can do for you as a courtesy is a $55 refund. That is minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm doing that refund for you now, and it can take up to 3 to 5 business days. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, so I should only have $5 charged to my account, right?
That is correct.
Okay, yes. That's fine with me. William, I'm okay if you're okay.
Yeah, based on our conversation now, I mean, everything is fine. So we just, you know, avoided shutting down your card, being that you did provide your information to them. But if you do see additional or other charges that are not, you know, initiated by you, then please reach back out to us, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate your help.
Mm-hmm. Thank you
for calling.
Thanks for
calling,
Capital One. You have a great
one. Bye-bye.
All right, have a great day. Bye-bye. Thanks, William.